Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On, and time now for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg tech reporter Mark Gurman. Apple is ramping up production of its new mixed reality headset, which could be available as early as next February. So Mark, what are you hearing about this?
Yeah, thank you so much, as always, for having me. The Vision Pro, this is Apple's big new product category, the first major new product since the Apple Watch was released in 2015. Like you said, a mixed reality headset. It blends the real world with the virtual world. It's essentially an iPad for your face, but with a big focus on movie watching, virtual FaceTime, and gaming, and other forms of communication. We're hearing that the device has reached a very advanced stage of mass production, and the goal is to get these units ready to sell to customers by the end of January, and the company is planning for a retail release by February. So this thing is not too far away from here.
This will be Apple's first new product category since it rolled out a smartwatch back in 2015. So how important are headsets for the company moving forward?
You know, I think in the near term, and maybe in the next 1 to 3 years, it's not critical. It's not going to be material. But down the road, there's going to probably be, when they're able to get the price down and the functionality improved, a lot of people who may buy this thing instead of an iPad, instead of an Apple Watch even, instead of a Mac. It really is their next big era. I think we're a few years away from it taking off, but they have to start somewhere, and that's going to begin with the original Vision Pro.
All right, who do you think is going to be first in line to buy these things? And by the way, what's the cost?
Well, who's going to be first in line? I can tell you very much so. I will be first in line. Okay. I am very excited for this device. I think you're going to see a lot of software developers who want to develop technology and software and applications and services for the headset. You're going to see a lot of people there. You're going to see the Apple faithful, the people who are going to buy every new Apple product, who update to the latest iPhone every year when it comes out. So you're going to see a lot of people like that in the most enthusiastic technology consumers. So that's really who's going to be at the forefront of purchasing this device. In other words, the early adopter crowd.
So does the company have space in its stores to display the headset?
You know, that's a very interesting question. They're going to have to overhaul many of their retail stores and put new tables, new procedures, new policies in order to fit this. They've never had a product that requires you to really try it on and experience it before purchase. This product needs to be fitted very specifically, depending on the head shape, the size of your cheeks, your height. There are so many factors for this device. There are optional straps that go over it to add extra strength when you're wearing it so you can wear it longer. There's different sized shields. There's a light shield which blocks stray light from coming in when you're looking at it. There's different padding sizes. There's different sizes of headbands, basically the instrument that lets you wrap the device around your head. So there's so many components here that need to be figured out and operated. So this is seriously going to require a lot of collaboration between the customer as well as the salesperson, and they need a lot of new space and areas within the stores to actually get that done.
And it sounds like a lot of opportunity to be selling like different colors in all these little bells and whistles. Do you think this is going to be a big money maker for the company?
I think eventually it'll be a big moneymaker for them. I mean, at $3,500, it's going to drive a lot of revenue per unit. I don't believe this is going to be very profitable at the get-go. In terms of different colors for different components, at the start, it's all going to be uniform in color. But these attachments have special mechanisms that I believe eventually, probably not in the first year, but eventually, Apple will outsource. So you may see third-party accessory makers, maybe Apple one day, offer in different colors. They've certainly laid the groundwork to be able to do that. So if they wanted to, that is something that will be able to be done.
And you did touch on this, what people will be using it for. But again, just briefly, are people going to be getting these things for business or for fun?
I think it's a mix of both. I think they're throwing a lot of functionality into this thing. One day you can use it for work. One day you can use it to watch a movie. Another day you can game on it. And maybe another day you can use it to FaceTime with your loved ones who are in another country. So I certainly think this is a very multifunctional device. And as are all Apple products, it just depends on how you want to use it.
All right. Well, thank you for giving us the preview of what's coming our way. That's Bloomberg tech reporter Mark Gurman. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.